Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. A place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 66 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to give you a little break from our voices and take a walk in Epcot. I figured we can go around, maybe hit 4 or 5 rides before we're done with the day. I love these type of shows. I think that you can hear something and it puts you right back into that place again. And I think what we put together for tonight is going to work out really well for that. So our morning at Epcot's going to start out walking through Interventions and of course going over to Soarin' for our first ride. Headphones, totally recommended. So come along, enjoy the show.
Chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt, carry on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Yeah, have a nice flight.
Row 1's going to follow me, followed by row 2 then.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
We'll be right back.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us. To unfasten your seatbelt, just push down on the red button on your right. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items from the underseat compartment and exit to your left. Have a great stay here in Epcot or wherever your final destination may take you.
Surface of the land, roots trap water from the flowing mud, extracting precious nutrients and minerals. These elements, when combined with sunlight, create the diverse living systems of our planet. One of those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface, but they contain more than half of its plant and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich in productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicine, and other elements essential to our lives. Nature has created a very different, but no less beautiful, living system. And while this arid landscape may seem lifeless, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun. Appeared as desolate as the desert, but over time, rainwater and nutrients gradually penetrated the hard surface of this land. Even the hooves of the mighty buffalo helped create the rich soil that would one day become home to the American farm. Forces at work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects, the need to produce food for a growing world led to enormous use and sometimes overuse of land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods.
Well-being. Here at Epcot, we're learning to reduce the need for pesticides by using natural predators like food on desert sea coasts by developing and planting crops that thrive on saltwater.
How will we meet tomorrow's growing needs for food production, yet still respect the needs of the land? Some of the questions are being discovered just ahead of unique living greenhouse environments. To help us maintain these carefully controlled ecosystems, and for your safety, please remain seated in your boat at all times. In these living laboratories, scientists from EPCOT, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and Nestle are exploring innovative ways to produce bountiful harvests now and into the future. The tropics are home to the greatest diversity of plants on the planet. Many of these, like bananas, cacao, coffee, and rice, are well known around the world. Others, like the jackfruit, fluted pumpkins, and dragon fruit growing here, represent the vast number of lesser-known tropical plants. Many of these are exceptionally high in vitamins and nutrients. Others are well adapted to growing in less than ideal conditions. The fluted pumpkin, with its edible seeds and leaves, thrives in the poorest soil conditions of Africa, making it a potential staple for millions of people. The unique-looking dragon fruit is actually a member of the cactus family. The fruits are high in vitamin C, rich in antioxidants, and have a light, sweet taste. As we learn more about these plants, we discover new ways they can help us meet our food needs. One day, some of these may be as popular as the bananas growing on both sides of the boat. More than 28 million tons of bananas are eaten annually, making it the most popular fruit in the world. When we mention farming, we probably don't think of fish, but fish farming, or aquaculture, is an innovative way to increase harvests and protect wild fish populations. Tilapia, bass, and catfish are three popular crops raised by fish farmers around the world. In Asia, tilapia are often raised in rice paddies where the fish waste provides nutrients for the rice. This integrated growing system improves yields and reduces pollution. The American alligators on your right were once an endangered species. Raising alligators on farms has played an important role in decreasing pressures on wild populations. Nearly 30% of all fish consumed worldwide is raised on farms, making aquaculture an important part of our efforts to produce a bountiful harvest. Here at the land, we grow about 6,500 pounds of fish each year, many of which are featured in restaurants here at EPCOT. This greenhouse is full of some of our biggest ideas. Giant pumpkins and winter melons are certainly impressive, but their real importance far exceeds their record-setting size. These super-sized crops represent the best efforts of scientists and farmers to improve plant yields. Years of careful selection and crossbreeding results in plants that produce more food, are more resistant to pests, and can even grow in marginal climates. And it doesn't hurt that 1 9-pound lemon will make about a gallon of lemonade on a hot summer day. These plants are definitely on their way up. Vertical growing systems like ours increases airflow through the leaves, which helps to reduce disease. Diseases and pests are two of the biggest challenges faced by farmers around the world. Innovative growing techniques are just one way to fight these problems. Using beneficial insects to manage pest problems is another technique we're using. We're also growing plants using our novel nutrient film system. By recycling water and nutrients, the system can save farmers money and help protect the environment.
Here's something you don't see every day. Tomatoes growing on trees. These plants were originally developed by Chinese scientists. Tomato trees live longer and produce many more tomatoes. One of ours lived 16 months and produced over 32,000 tomatoes. Much of the produce you see growing in our greenhouses is served in the restaurants here at the land. Include some high-flying ideas like the ones you see here. We already grow plants without soil throughout our greenhouses. That technique is called hydroponics. Now we're trying out aeroponics. Water and nutrients are sprayed directly on the roots of the plants as they fly by. In our lab, scientists from the U.S. Department of Agriculture are working to develop dwarf pear trees. The fruit will be normal size, but the smaller trees will be easier to grow and harvest. The goal of all these experiments is to discover new ways to better grow crops in even the harshest environments. Who knows? One day, we might even be able to grow food during extended space flights.
Jellyfish!
And the next one, jellyfish!
Stop playing games! out and go with the flow!
Right behind me, Dad! Come on, Mima!
Cheers,
Cosmos, a universe of good and evil, where a small group struggles to bring freedom to the countless worlds of despair. A ragtag band, led by the infamous Captain EO.
This planet doesn't look so dangerous, Idy.
Is this it, Odie?
We'll see. Ah, we better find that landing beacon.
Hey, Hooter, we're almost there.
Oh, boy.
Don't get too close or you'll trip their intrusion alarm.
Yeah, don't blow it, you guys.
Relax, there's no problem.
No problem. Intrusion alarm!
Battle alert.
Battle alert!
Don't panic. That's what got us into trouble the last time.
What? It wasn't our fault, Lester.
It was Hooter's fault.
Right, it was Hooter's fault. Oh, Hooter!
Straighten up, man. It's the captain.
Good morning, Captain.
It looks like we tripped their intrusion alarm, sir.
Idy and Odie blew it. They got too close.
We're going in.
Sir, the ship is in absolutely no condition to go into battle. I thought we'd begin by cleaning up Hooter's bunk.
Rust bucket.
Hooter! Listen, the command considers us a bunch of losers. But we're gonna do it right this time because we're the best. We don't, we'll be drummed out of the Corps.
We won't let you down this time,
we're
sir.
We're gonna do it right.
That's right. We'll be perfect, sir.
By the book.
Okay.
Captain, there's something weird out there.
A patrol ship.
I thought so. Maybe we can outrun it.
Get
Where's the map?
Who's got the map?
Fuzzball!
Hooter had
it! Hooter! I think I ate it!
You ate it?
Captain EO! Captain EO!
It's Commander Bog.
Captain EO, you are late reporting in. Are you having a problem finding our landing beacon?
No, sir. Everything's under control, sir.
What's going on?
He's having a slight thruster malfunction, sir.
Captain EO, are you engaged in combat against orders? Let's see. Lost my visual. What's going on?
Going through?
No, ID, the sail's not in.
Hooter, bring in the sail.
Okay.
It's right behind you, Hooter.
I can't reach it.
What's going on?
Somebody push the red button.
Use your trunk, Hooter.
Come on, Hooter, stretch.
Losing power! I think we found the beacon! Captain EO, take a look at this!
The homing beacon! We ran right into it! Everything's okay, sir!
Right on target!
And we've reached the homing beacon, sir!
Well, so far so good, Captain EO. Though I must admit, I am a bit surprised after the mess you made of your last mission. But now that you've found the beacon, take the map. Find the Supreme Leader and give her the gift. You do have the map, don't you?
No problem.
No problem at all.
No problem, sir.
Right here.
Let it go.
Boy, do we have a problem.
We'll never find the Supreme Leader without a map.
Let's go. Don't be silly.
Gotta have a disguise.
Shh.
Sorry.
Get it.
My loyal companions and I accept these punishments.
We do?
Of course we do. He's our captain.
Speak for yourself.
We have come here uninvited and unannounced.
So, then we both admit to your stupidity. Why have you come?
To bring a gift, Your Highness. To someone as beautiful as you.
You think me beautiful?
Very beautiful within, Your Highness, but without a key to unlock it. And that is my gift to you.
So, let me see this gift.
Not only see, Your Highness, but hear.
Space Training Center. You're here today to train for the greatest adventure in the history of mankind, the exploration of deep space. I know you're probably feeling a little bit nervous right now, but don't worry. Every astronaut has felt that way at one time or another, even the heroes who went to the moon. But there is one thing that they have that you don't have. Training. Right now, at NASA and ISTC facilities around the world, future astronauts are learning how to live and work in space. But you're here today for flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft. The X-2 Deep Space Shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words, go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang on. Now, you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position. Navigator, pilot, commander, or engineer. And the success of your mission will depend on all of you working together as a team. I'll be your captain, and in a few minutes I'll give all of you specific assignments. But first, our flight director has some safety instructions for you. Lieutenant?
Remember the team number you're standing on. When the doors in front of you open, you will be directed to a flight station with that number on it. When you get there, please stand on the circles. During your mission, you will be enclosed inside X-2 flight trainers that produce deep space flying conditions, such as turbulence and G-forces. Those who are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces, spinning, or loud noises should bypass this experience.
As you can see, astronaut flight training isn't like anything you've ever experienced before. It is intense. And if you would like to opt out, you can sign up for mission control training in the advanced training lab. Just ask any member of the ISTC crew for directions. As for the rest of you, report for your pre-flight briefing. It's go time.
Positions in the cockpit and stow all personal items in the compartment in front of you. Then reach up and pull down your restraint. Now listen carefully. Leaning forward or looking left or right during your flight could disorient you. So keep your head back against the headrest and focus straight ahead. They're all yours, Capcom.
Well, I guess that's everything. Good luck, Mars team. You are on the clock.
Team, all of us here at Mission Control are proud to be a part of this historic liftoff of the first mission to Mars.
Mission Control, this is the firing room. Give us the go, no go for launch.
Ego, surgeon, go for it. That one.
Go for it.
You are go for launch.
We have main engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Initiate first stage separation now.
Computer override initiated. 0G confirmed.
You're looking good, team. Pilot, engage second stage rocket now.
Computer override engaged. Earth orbit. Velocity. 16,000. 18,000.
You should have visual of the space station now, and you are on course for your slingshot around the moon. Navigator, fire rockets for lunar orbit insertion now.
LOI confirmed.
Well, that's it for show number 66. Thanks for listening. I hope we gave you a little taste of Epcot for this afternoon or this evening or whenever you're listening to the show. Don't forget, we still have a contest going on. Check out the website, thedisneynerds.com, and you'll see video number 4 contest to win Tom Kincaid puzzles. That closes January 9th at midnight, so get your entries in by then. And if you want to get in touch with the show, send us an email, thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. This is Ed, and we'll talk to you later. Kungaloosh!
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.